Thank you and good morning. Last Wednesday, the driver of a tractor-trailer hauling gasoline allowed his truck to leave the roadway near Salmon Creek Road at an area above the Eel River along Highway 101. For the next 2 days, local and state officials reported that the integrity of the tanks carrying some 7,000 gallons of gas had been maintained and that there was no leak. On Saturday afternoon, however, the County Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release that announced as much as 4,000 gallons of gas had spilled from the tanks and had seeped into the ground. Susan Buckley, the director of the County Public Health Branch, said in a press release Saturday they don't think the spill poses a threat to public health, but it remains unclear what type of cleanup effort has been initiated, a cleanup scheduled to begin tomorrow, or whether or not the spill has impacted the Eel River or will in the coming months when the rains begin. Members of the county's Department of Environmental Health are on scene monitoring the situation, and the State Department of Parks and Recreation is leading the recovery operation. About 200 members of local tribes gathered near the Klamath River on Friday to voice their support for the ongoing protest by the Standing Rock Sioux Nation in North Dakota over the construction of an oil pipeline. North Dakota tribal members say the pipeline will be built on sacred native land and too close to local water supplies to be deemed safe. Last week, the True North Organizing Network issued a statement in support of the Standing Rock protest, and about 60 members of local tribes have gone to North Dakota to provide material support. Members from the Yurok, Karuk, Hoopa, and Wyot tribes gathered for the local protest with signs supporting their and the Standing Rock Sioux Nation's right to clean water. A small grass fire, named the Rough Fire, scorched more than 50 acres on both sides of Highway 101 north of Laytonville on Saturday afternoon, temporarily shutting down the highway to traffic. It was about 2:30 on Saturday afternoon when CAL FIRE responded to a report of fire and found the fast-moving grass fire burning near Woodruff Avenue. Helicopters were soon overhead, and they dropped water and retardant on the blaze, and by about 4:30, the highway had been reopened and the fire was under control. Mop-up efforts continued through yesterday, and although the fire initially threatened several homes and outbuildings, no damage or injuries were reported. Jordan Christmas has news from the city of Arcata.
Arcata city officials are looking at new alternatives to improve pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicle safety along Old Arcata Road from Buttermilk Lane to Jacoby Creek Road, and the first of several workshops soliciting input from community members will be held this afternoon. City officials, engineers, as well as planners will be on hand at these workshops, the first of which will be held at the Bayside Grange at 5:30 this afternoon. After the first few workshops, several design concepts will be up for community discussion at an open house in mid-October. And for more information, you can contact city officials.
Thank you, Jordan. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority will hold a public meeting at the Warfinger Building in Eureka today as they introduce their new energy program. Officials will provide information on the new Community Choice Energy Program, which is set to begin in the spring of next year. For more information about the meeting, contact the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is a lot of crime in Humboldt County, and much of that crime can be very serious, with multiple murders, felony DUIs, and major drug busts. The more serious the crime, the more work for the DA's office, and District Attorney Maggie Fleming has not only had to add new staff to handle the caseload, she now has to manage that new staff as they work their way through what can be very difficult and involved cases. Fleming said that preparing for a trial is a long process that eats up a lot of hours.
For example, just for the attorney, particularly like if you're on trial and you're presenting evidence, I would say easily 2 to 3 hours. But that's just for that, literally to prepare for that 1 hour. That's not counting hundreds of hours you've put in before to get through everything, to go to the police department and review all the evidence. Sometimes with major cases, deputy DAs are involved from the moment we learn of the crime.
In addition to the investigative work and the preparation for a trial, DAs also have to see that trial through, and for serious criminal prosecutions, that can mean weeks, if not months.
murder is a really good example because I've tried a number of murder cases, and you can have a murder case that's maybe two or three citizens and two or three officers, or you can have a murder case that's 50 witnesses. So a jury coming in can be told, oh, this is a murder case, we estimate 2 to 3 weeks, or they can be told, we estimate 6 months.
You can listen to District Attorney Maggie Fleming discuss trial prep and other issues on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.